This is the Steve Cochran Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio.
WGN Chicago.
720 WGN.
Driving to work this morning or just driving around the city? And why wouldn't you be? 8 o'clock on a Monday morning, just driving around the city. Are there a lot of bikes on the street?
There are quite a few. I love to bike. I don't bike to work. I just use the recreational bike path along the lakefront. But now they're installing so many of these bike lanes. Throughout the city, you've probably noticed them.
Over the next 3 years, including 9 miles of new lanes this year, Mayor Emanuel joins us now to talk about this. Are you on your bike now?
No.
Okay.
You?
No. Yeah, I'm on a stationary bike while I do the show. All right, so I was looking
at the heart.
I was looking at this artist rendering, and I'm confused by this. The bike lane that I'm looking at, it looks like it's on the other side of the bus stop. Am I nuts, or what am I looking at here?
I don't know. You know, maybe we got to get you some bifocals, brother. I don't know. You want me on a radio interview by telephone and tell you what you're looking at?
Listen, you're the mayor of Chicago. If you can't figure out what I'm looking at, I don't know.
Here's the deal. You're looking at what we now call better protected bike lanes. It's kind of a buffer.
Got it.
Where rather than just kind of a separate lane, we have it divided. So the biker has their own area, not near car traffic, cars, buses, separate lanes, and that allows everybody to move along without getting into each other. And it's safer, secure, and expeditious. In Chicago, you know, I just crossed Milwaukee Avenue. You know, it's one of the most biked streets in America for commuters using bikes to go to work.
I don't know. Milwaukee Ave?
Yeah. Yeah. Milwaukee Avenue, one of the most in America.
I did not know that.
A lot of people now, you know, it's another mode we have. It's interesting, a little known fact. More people used to take buses just 5 years ago. Now more people take trains. More people are obviously biking to work using it. And there are people, developers asking for divvy stations in front of their office buildings because it's become a mode, a more regular form of transportation. And so we added... I made a pledge, first term, 100 miles because of the increasing traffic. It was already happening. We're going to do 50 more. We've moved into the second best biking city in America, according to magazines. And it's, you know, people are going to bike to work, and we need to make sure it's safe and secure. Bikers have to follow the rules. You don't get, you know, just because you're on a bike, you don't get to flaunt them. But we're going to get separate lanes, so car traffic and bikers can use the same road without getting in each other's way.
Well, and that's the thing. I like the separation of the lanes because it cuts down on the chance of bike slash car rage or somebody turning right and hitting a biker, all the stuff we run into all the time. And also the bikers doing what you're talking about, zipping between cars in the middle of the street.
Can I tell you one other added benefit? Ever since we've added these bike lanes, Chicago's tech economy has taken off. And the first protected bike lane I did is right on Kinsey, right behind the merchandise market.
Yep.
And that's now turned into one of the great tech spaces for tech companies.
Sure, 1871.
And 1871 is there, but a lot of companies have moved in. And so it's not only safe, more people are going to use it, but it's actually been a economic engine for really driving the burgeoning tech scene here in the city of Chicago. They are complementary, given that the workforce that works in the tech space, digital space, really likes it. So there's economic benefit, safety, and it's, you know, in with Divvy and with all the other contributions, the protected bike lanes allow Chicago to people to have take trains, drive, bike, whatever they walk, run, whatever they want to work. And as you noted, just a little earlier, we're going to separate bikers and runners on Lakeshore Drive.
I like the path. Yeah, I love. I was going to ask you about the path that you're extending. Well, that the city is extending a little bit westward.
No, the mayor's doing it. He's doing it by hand himself.
He's out there, right?
Yeah, he's out there. Got a tool belt
by Navy Pier because that area was always so congested. It was crazy dangerous.
The flyover.
Yeah,
the flyover. So that's going to be finished in about 2 years. But what we're now doing on 31st to 51st and Fullerton to Oak, there'll be literally a separate bike path from a separate running path, and you won't have to hear on your left.
Okay, the one on 18th Street, though, with the poles, that to me always seemed a little dangerous, those plastic poles. Are those going to go away?
Here's what I'm going to do. You and I are going to go on a separate bike City Bike Tour.
Okay, sure.
Okay?
Let's do it.
It's a great idea.
And we will see, there's kind of three variations. The better lanes, which has kind of a sidewalk separation.
Yep.
The protected ones, which you just noted, has a kind of barrier. And then just one that is kind of a painted, as you know, green, a path. And so the better ones are, I think, give people, which are going to be the next 50 miles, the kind of protection and separation that we're looking for.
By the way, one other bike note, which is good, and I think you can tell, I don't even know if this is your program or not, but the city seems to have been backing a bike mechanic after school program for kids that the state no longer funded. Is that happening?
Yeah, I just was yesterday. It was interesting. I was at a community breakfast meeting with Alderman Villegas, and the people from Community Action mentioned this Bike and Roses. It was a company started by kids from Prosser High School, also one in Albany Park, different high school kids. And they had state funding, and the state budget pulled it. And it was, seven, you know, they were employing 50, 60, 75 kids who were doing bike mechanic skills and would go out into kind of markets and also set up shop. So we have a big summer jobs program, 25,000 kids, largest in the history. There's a piece of it called green technology. And so we accelerated, got him a grant for this summer and under that area because it's learning green technology, bikes, no emissions. And we're going to fund it to make up for the loss in the state, lack of a budget, lack of investment. And these kids learn, this beautiful young girl from Prosser yesterday introduced me at the event. She's at Prosser. Did not know how to ride a bike just a few years ago, is now a bike mechanic, and is on her way to UIC to become a pediatrician.
That's fantastic.
And that's why we should invest. This is the type of thing we should invest in. It was ridiculous. And when I heard the story, I said, look, we'll take care of it. But, you know, and so it's like $100,000, 75 kids are going to be bike mechanics this summer.
That's a very cool story. By the way, what do we need to do to get you and the governor back together? You used to be friends. I want to hear you two singing Reunited. We need you to like each other.
You want the band back together?
Yeah, let's put the band back together. I'll be, you know what, remember Henry Kissinger? I'll be Henry Kissinger to you two.
Okay, well, that would be good, Steve. I'm always ready to work with the governor. As I said in the past, if you want to work on workers' compensation reform, I did it in 2011. We passed it. I'm ready to help. I'm ready to help on areas where, I mean, I'm not going to work on right-to-work legislation because I don't agree with that. And I never have, worker comp reform, I agree. I want to see a funding for Chicago public schools and poor children across the state where we stop penalizing poor kids because they're poor. We have school districts, wealthy school districts, with reserves and surpluses because of the way the state 20 years ago used to fund education. We now, poor kids in Chicago, let me just tell you something. Chicago leads the state now in high school graduation and growth. Chicago leads the state now in growth in math and reading scores,
right,
where the state actually is declined. These are poor kids doing exceptional things on education, yet our state penalizes them twice for being poor. They don't fund their teachers' pensions, where they fund every other teacher's pension, and because they're poor, they're actually held back by the state funding problem. It's not the governor's fault. He inherited it like I inherited problems. I'm trying to fix it. I will work with him in a shared mission to reform and fund education where we help poor kids who are actually doing exceptionally well in education.
Well, good.
Be doubling down on their difficulties.
No, and what you just said is cool. That's the first step. So next thing you know, we're going to be over at, we're going to go get some pancakes.
Yeah.
And then Andre's going to come by with her bike.
Yep.
And we're going to get this together. We'll be singing Reunited by the end of the day.
I'll probably do some oatmeal rather than pancakes. Is that okay?
Yeah, I know. Mr.
What are you, I'm going to give you that. You know what I have to do every morning?
Is this the swimming thing again?
I swim, but my wife makes, when the kids are gone, we share together. She makes a kale smoothie. I have to drink kale in the morning. Okay?
Dave Ennett just lit up.
Oh,
Dave,
man.
Dave Ennett's favorite thing is kale.
You're singing my tune, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, my God. This is like, and my wife goes, we have, you know, kale, berries, or whatever.
Oh.
I said, Amy, please. And she goes, no, we have to do this. And it's like, I feel like the first thing in the morning, rather than breakfast, I get to have medicine.
You know what I told Ennett? I said,
joking.
Just go out.
I know, I'm going to probably get a letter from some kale association.
No. Listen, you're entitled to not eat that stuff or not drink it, but not unless your wife tells you. But you go out in the median right here, you and Dave could just gnaw on some of the stuff in the median here, because that's sort of like kale.
I just want you to know, we actually grow kale in our backyard, okay?
See?
Oh, no. Dave,
see?
You know the stalkers that come by?
Here's your breaking news.
Dave, do you like kale?
I do.
Okay, that's it. I'm bringing you kale from the Emmanuel Garden this summer. Because then it means I don't have to have it for breakfast. Thank you, David.
Thank you.
Dave's going to
thank you, Mr. Mayor. Enjoy the day. Thank you, sir.